April 13, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Murad Speaks Blog Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warifuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talk, go online to www.blogtalkradio.drmaradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the one that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The Quran Surah 36, Ayat 47. Why is he poor? Is Allah will, he could have. And when they are told, spend ye of the bounty with which Allah has provided you, you unbelievers say to those who believe, shall we then feed those whom, if Allah had so willed, he could have fed them himself? You are in nothing but manifest error. John 1:46, can good come out of Nazareth? And Nathanael said unto him, can there be any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. So isn't that the same mentality, that though it was proper for us to be pushed down and shut out, the same mentality? So don't think that the modern racism in America is a modern problem. It is an ancient problem. And it is great features dealing with this problem in all of the great religions that we are associated with, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. All the religions have the particular problem as a major feature. So Muhammad's prayers and the peace be upon him himself is a conclusion for that particular dilemma or for that particular conflict in the thinking of the so-called learned society. The argument about, okay, God made those people like that. We didn't make them like that. If they don't bring themselves up, if they don't care, carry themselves forward, it's not our obligation to give them what we got and to make them equal in our society. God made them like that, so that's the way it's supposed to be. They don't have a better future than what they have. God created them that way. Okay? The other argument is that, no, whatever is in one human being is in every human being at birth. The same hope for intelligence, the same hope for morality, good morals, same hope for industry, same hope for any human being capable of doing is in every human being at birth from mama. Trumpets blown, the body will tell of our deeds. The Quran Surah 36, Ayah 51, on that day the trumpets will be blown. You are not this body. You are the expression inside, and you are not this physical. You are not that. You are what is being expressed in that. So you are what is using this instrument. This is your instrument. Your body is your instrument. You are what is using that instrument. So God created you spiritual, and he gave you the body as your instrument and as your servant. The body is made to be your servant and your instrument. That is what it is to you. But you can't really express yourself without your body, as a musician can express his without his instrument. You can't express yourself without your instrument. That's your human body. And it says, and on that day the trumpets will blow. What is the trumpets? Your whole body is the trumpet that will be blowing. It will be your human body that will be blowing. And it will be sending off a warning. It will be your soul, your breath of life, sending warnings through your trumpet, your human body to the world. Quran says, and on that day the trumpets will be blowing, and they will rise at once, all at once, a single blast of the trumpet, and they will be standing up. So man's spiritual association, from giving you some understanding on your true origin, self, and how that is where you must return. After we have gone from this physical world that God created us to live in, express ourselves in our flesh and blood bodies, we engage the material world with our intelligence, with our intellect, our rational tools, and we form material structures, huts, houses, mansions, pathways, roadways, highways, expressways, go from the donkey to the automobile, trucks, ships, airplanes, and rockets. So Quran Surah 37, Ayah 10, still a heavenly fire. So we are told that one of the Greek mythologies stole the heavenly fire. We still have fire as a symbol of learning in the institutions of education, colleges, and universities. They are familiar with the symbol of fire. I believe even now they use the magic lamp or lantern with the fire coming up as a symbol of higher learning, higher knowledge. So this fire that we are talking about, higher knowledge on the subject of life, human life has always made man curious and mystified the ignorant people. So man's struggle has been for understanding. He has struggled to understand his life. Man wants to understand his life. And the struggle was made first fruitful by the concept of God as creator and as the infinite being who is not creation and is not limited or contained in creation, but who has reached that extent everywhere. He can reach it here. He can reach it in our soul. And he can reach us beyond the sun, the moon, the stars, because his reach, as scripture tells us, extend beyond everything. So Quran Surah 37, Ayah 10, who steals the hearing pursued by fire? He is going to come at you in your weakness, from the left and from the right and from the front and from the rear. He is going to come at you and attack you in your own personal weaknesses, not in the revelation. God closed the revelation against him. God sealed him out of that. It's closed him out of that. He can't come in the revelation anymore. But now he can come into your life to fish into your weaknesses, fish and find the weaknesses in your life. And then he can exploit those weaknesses for the world he wants to make. He exploits your weaknesses to create the world or to contribute to the world he wants to make. That's the Satan always competing with God and God's prophets and God's messengers competing to take man off of the course he would prefer him to be on, to prove that man is not worthy of being responsible for the great role that God put him in or created him for. That is a big disappointment for Satan. He can't accept that. So he is out to prove that the man can't carry the responsibility. So since he can't, as the Bible says, he would ascend up to the highest height and present himself on the throne as God in God's stead. He will put himself up there as God in the place of God. Satan will do that. So this is an address. So this is an address where God says, before you used to be, still a hearing, but no more. You come up here to steal a hearing. Now you will find something. You will find shooting bolts of fire ready to take you down. That's al-Islam. That's Quran. So the Quran sealed him out, cut him out of the heavens. He was rejected before, put out of the heavens. The Quran came, again sealed him so he could not get into the heavens. So he could not really get into the heavens, but not represent himself to people as being in the heavens representing the heavens. Satan presented as God in most religions. A lot of people don't know. God they have in their religion is not God. It is Satan or Satan. They don't know it. Satan has slipped in there and he got right in there. And they think they are looking at God. They are not looking at God. They don't see the real Satan. They see him as an angel representing God. He's powerful, but with the Quran, brother, he is weak. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and fight the schemes of Satan. Satan, for his schemes are weak. Not before, only after Quran. His schemes are weak. Because the Quran manifests him, revealed him so plainly. And the Bible says that he will be undressed and he will be trying to cover his head and his feet will show because the clothing that he would have left with be too short to cover him up altogether. It says, and when he tries to cover his head, his feet will show. If he tries to cover his feet, his head will show. Praise be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That has happened. The Quran Surah 37, Ayat 10, whoever tries to steal a hearing is pursued, except such as snatcheth away something by stealing, and they are pursued by a flaming fire of piercing brightness. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there were those who used to listen and get a hearing into the heavens. And with coming of the Quran, circumstances for them had changed and it was very difficult for them to listen into the heavens. If they did it, they would be bombarded with fire, shooting at them. When the truth comes and removes falsehood, which happens with the revelation of the Quran, if they pry into that truth to get its heavenly light, to use it, to trust is so plain, the truth is so plain and so clear that the torture wouldn't be worth the effort. He would have rather that he didn't steal it because he ran into so much that burned him up so badly that he regretted that he went into it. The Quran, if you go into that and you are not right, it will certainly tear you up. It will break you down. It will burn you up, and you will wish that you had not gone into it. But if you are right and it is such as relief to know that this world is not confusing, not the world that God made. And it is so beautiful and wonderful as he made it. The way we see reality has been formed for us by people who give us their communication and said it was from God. They did it so cleverly. They fixed it so that they could interpret it themselves to justify it and support the way of God if they interpret it themselves. But they are the only ones who can interpret it, because they are the ones who formed it and looked and locked it up against the common mind and the common person. If the common person reads it, it is very, very dangerous, and it will take the person away from the right perception of God, creation, that includes God himself. If envy incorrectly communicates the person of God, I say person as an entity or soul. God refers himself as the nephs. So nephs mean psyche or soul translated. Steal a hearing. The Quran, Surah 37, Ayat 10, whoever seeks to steal a hearing is plated. Isaiah 14:29. Rejoice not, Palestine. Isaiah 14:13-14, Lucifer sought seed in heaven. For Mephistopheles stole the heavenly fire. Greek religion forces on Adam to have a great republic. From psychoanalysts, clinical psychology, and all of these have all developed in time. And where did they get it from? God. Did this happen for the first time in Western civilization? No. The Greeks said that Prometheus, rebel amongst the elite, stole the fire from heaven. And this world wants us to think that the Greeks were philosophers. They were not religious. They didn't believe in God. That's a lie. They had strong, great religions. And they focused on Adam and his original pattern. And that's how they were able to form a great republic and guide their descendants from Europe to science and philosophy and all the other great benefits they had. But they lost that. They went to sleep and lost all of that. And it was the Quran and Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon them, that reawakened their minds and showed them how they were even to perceive or understand their ancient knowledge. And it caused them to have a revival, and this is what we are seeing right now. In their world now, they are having a great revival. That would not have been possible for them if it was not for the coming of the Quran and the life of Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. And the leader of mankind, Prometheus, stole the heavenly fire. That means that he disagreed with those who were agreeing to keep it in accord with the best nature that God made. And he used it as a tool, an instrument for taking over the life of human beings. He wanted to become their master and God. Isn't that what the scripture says? The Bible says that would happen to the world. So this is not true for us. I'm going in the Bible. The Bible says, rejoice not on Palestine. Out of the serpent root shall come a flying cockatrice. And later it says that old serpent become a flying serpent. And it also says Lucifer, that fell down from heaven, he aspired to rise up on the air, to bring the things that are connected. I bring them to you right away. He says he will rise upon the air. What is the air? Isn't the air his airplane? No. Although he did that too. He didn't do it, but his scientists in the West, under his influence, they were able to be scientific. They got an airplane up there, and they are flying. And in fact, they are moving. They have got funding. In fact, they got an airplane up there, and they are flying. In fact, they are moving about in space that has no air. An airless space, they just shoot straight to the airless space and land on the moon. It says that he will rise upon the air, become a prince of the air. Not this air. Your air, human spirit. He will rise upon your human spirit after he remakes your spirit, reforms your spirit, then he knows how to rise. The spirit that he made. He will rise up in that spirit and ascend above your head, and he will work on you from afar, controlling you from a space station in your soul. But he's not through. The Bible says his aim is to go up high enough so he will reach the throne and the very seat of God and sit on it, performing as though he is God. That is what has happened. He has taken over the abstract life. That is the most precious. Our most precious life is not our flesh, bones, and all of this physical stuff. Our most precious life is our conscience and how our intelligence develops inside of it. That is the most precious life. And if he can take over our psyche, our intelligent activity, and our soul, and manage without our knowing that he has infiltrated or he has invaded our own life and has taken over our control, he has us thinking that we are controlling our life and controlling the original hand of the original man. So this is the reality we have to deal with. This is the reality we have to face. So when we read in the Quran, let us get the light and help that God has revealed for dealing with this thing and defeating it in our life, in our family, and in our community. We have the light and the power to defeat it in our life, in our family life, and in our community life. We have it. It is as plain as day. We can defeat it. The Quran, Surah 37, Ayat 11, creation bigger than mind of man. If you use your good common sense, science tells us that there is no matter evolving higher than intelligent human life. Maybe out there somewhere, but they haven't found it yet. Or it hasn't found us yet. If you use your own good common sense now, if the highest form of creation is the human being, then where would God be more than anywhere else in the human being? So he is the human being. He is in the human being more than he is in anything else. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for his special work, and never think that our creation or our existence is bigger than the universe. It is not. It is very small in comparison to the universe. Isn't that the hand, heart, very small in comparison? Pardon me. Isn't the head very small in comparison than the body? And isn't the head brought to life with the body, the life with the body, and taken to death with the body? The head can't save the body from death, and the head can't bring life, but the whole body comes by God's will. That is where we should never think of any great thing that we achieve or any great power we exercise as ours. It is God. The body belonged to God. He created this. It is his body. He created this himself. It is solely his property. Nobody else had a pattern on it. So when your head comes out and becomes conscious that you are in control of the body, remember that you have permission to be in control of this body. You have been assigned a responsibility over this body. But really, this body is a bigger creation than your mind. Believe me, pardon me. And if you don't respect it, it will take over. You respect the will of God for the body, it will leave it with you. But if you ignore the will of God for the body will take over. You will not be ahead on this body anymore. Angels keep universe order and bow to God's will in man. Body created to fulfill all man's aspirations. And drunken or the dope addict, who is ruling? The head or the body? The body is ruling because the head didn't do the right thing. The body took over saying, let me help you get what you deserve. I am a philosophical thinker. If I tell you what I'm thinking about right now, it might be too much for you. So the body is always greater than the mind. So you think you're greater than the body? No. The body is always greater than the mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the body to fulfill all your aspirations. Whatever you want to realize, it is already provided for you in the capacity of your human body. You will never realize the full capacity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in your human body. So your body is always greater than you, but it is made your servant. Isn't that wonderful that God gave me something superior to my own ability, but he put it at my service? Didn't God tell the angels how bow to Adam? Quran Surah 2, Ayah 34. We are told that the angels uphold the heavenly order. They keep the order of the universe. 15-pound Quran, 9:17. But he told the angels to bow to Adam. Why? To bow to a person, no. Bow to God's will. Bow to God's purpose. Bow to God's plan. My plan is in Adam. Bow to my plan. Bow to him. But Adam by himself, the angels would not bow to him. Maybe they would throw him in the toilet. But because he was created for God, well, and purpose and fulfill God's plan, Adam is elevated a little above the angels. He didn't assign that responsibility to the angels. So this is just like we African Americans. The white man had us, he brought us, our parents from Africa. He had us in his control and in his world, right? So really, we were beneath him. But if God's purpose is to raise us up to his equal and above him, there is nothing he can do about it. But without God, we can't rise up. We'll never rise up to his equal and above him without God's help. God raises you up above your body. That is the way it is for your body. Your body is superior to you, but God raises you up above your body. But without God, you are always below your body. So that is why the angels did not want to submit to a mortal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wait until I have inspired him or given to him of my own self, ruhi, of my own spirit. And another place it says of himself, then you make sajda to him. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 28-31. So what is God saying? The reality of man you are looking at now, you angels, does not justify you making subject to it. So I'm not going to impose it upon you now. But there's going to come a time when man is going to accept my will and receive something of my own self or my own spirit. Then you make your subject to him. Then you bow to him in full submission. Why would an angel make subject? Subject is for human beings, isn't it? So when we make subject, we put heads, knees, and toes on the ground, showing that we return to the crawling state of the little baby, the toddler, or the infant. We go back down on the ground like the animal who was brought up from off of his paws. So we go back down on our hands and knees to return to the state that we were in before I could stand up. Why would God tell an angel to do that? I leave that for you to think about. Sleep, symbolic of secret knowledge. Sheep, pardon me. Sheep is symbolic of secret knowledge. So Quran Surah 38, Ayat 21 to 30. David judge argument over sheep. 2 Samuel 12, 3 and 9. David judge argument over sheep. 2 Samuel 11:2 and 5, Bathsheba, David sought her. So the fruit of Islam, though it is, though for the foreign rulers, let me tell you what is going on right now in the minds of the leading thinkers in Saudi Arabia, in Egypt, Pakistan, and wherever. There is a learned elite here is what is going on in their minds now. And before I am giving you this after they saw the Nation of Islam, their mind is Mr. Farad had a trick and a strategy to attract the black-minded people to him. He believed in him and accepted him. He worked on them and put them in the situation to be strongly interested in the Quran. And he wanted to be to the Islamic world. They are right up to that point. He put a hint there for us that he planted the garden. It is for us to reap a harvest, the fruit. So let us go get our Nation of Islam. So let us go get our lost found. Nation of Islam, let us go and get our property. You know, it was not true, but Mr. Farad said other things too. Make even later ones think maybe there was a possibility. He talked about coming alone. He said, my name is W.D. Farad. I come to the wilderness of North America by myself alone. So he is speaking independently, as though he did it all by himself. And in another place, he says, 24 scientists met in Mecca. In the root of civilization concerning that it is to discuss our situation, lost found Nation of Islam, in the wilderness of North America. And they must return to our own. So they say that these people are lost from their religion now, 24 scientists, and we must get them back into Islam. So he gives the picture also like, and he was just one amongst others, at least 24. And he just, and was just one amongst peers, not a god over them. Because he did not decide, the story says, and they decided to send one of them to our rescue, and that was Mr. Farad, to send him over here for us. So see how the man with so many different pictures and so many different decoys to take you off of the track, and it is for them. So when they read that, it's telling them that it is not a god He is not a presented. He is not presenting himself as any God here, telling them that really leaders in Islam in Mecca, Arabia, met and decided to send help to them, is telling us, brothers, that we are supposed to reap our reward. He planned this for us. He planned to give them into our hands as our fruit. So this is our fruit, brothers. So in the Islamic teaching, there is a word that is translated sheep. It's not an ordinary word for sheep. It is the word for sheep that you are eating off of the plate. Like we say, we are eating lamb. We don't say we are eating sheep. Aren't they the same? We say we are eating beef. We do not say that we are eating cow, but aren't they the same? So they have also another word for sheep, and in the Quran, it means it makes this sheep lawful to the believer. So the Muslim, the sheep, is lawful for you to get it. So this is secret knowledge or shrouded knowledge. It is dressed up so that the average person will never know what it's talking about. 2 Samuel 11:14-18. David had General Kill front line, play on Bathsheba. So it says that they are entitled, yes, permitted. Then, and the people that is being spoken to are those who God is really not pleased with. And he is cautioning them that you are taking too much and you're asking for too much. And words to say, these are my words, but nevertheless, giving you the right understanding and picture. So this particular problem that we are looking at right now, God permits them, the sheep. They are not called sheep. They are called by another name. I don't know if they know, but God has blessed me to know that this sheep, or the same sheep, has reference to previous scripture. The prophet David in the Bible was questioned and condemned for having plenty of sheep. He went out after another sheep, Bathsheba. He had plenty of sheep. Now he goes out and deceives Bathsheba's man. This is one of David's generals. And David sees her in the shower from his palace. And he falls in desire for her. I won't say love. Now he wants her so bad, he sends the general out that she was liking to the front wall to get him killed. And he did get him killed. Now, you know, the Quran does not have these kind of ugly things associated with prophets or charges to prophets, but this is the Bible. So when the general is dead, he takes Bathsheba. He becomes his woman, God is rebuking him. Bathsheba is called a sheep. He gives a parable of the man having plenty of sheep and his friend having but one. And he goes out and plots the murder of his friend to get his friend's sheep. So this is in the Bible. So this permission to have your sheep is a correction and a completion on that problem. The Quran addresses previous problems. So you are titled to your sheep, but you are sheep, not somebody else's sheep. So God is saying you're entitled, but to your sheep, not to some sheep that is not yours. But they will say any sheep in our name of Muslim, is our sheep. Was not David general? And was not Bathsheba his general's woman? So she was then in his same society, wasn't she? So Bathsheba from outside David's people. And at that time, she was in his society. But how did she get in his society? She was from outside his society, and now she has become the wife of the general and his society. That is how she came into the society, right? You following me? So far, we don't care if we are in Islam. Where did we come from? We came from outside of Islam and was brought into Islam. We came from outside of their name and language and religion and were brought inside by one of theirs, in the event general, Mr. W.D. Farad. And here they are, David, back home, wanting to take us from Mr. Farad. And they are happy to see me, kill Mr. Farad as God amongst us. They are happy to see me kill Mr. Farad, but they are going to reap the spoils of the war, and they are going to get the fruit of the labor. Well, I have news for you, then. I have news for them. There is no sheep. There never was any sheep. We were donkeys, and we have seen an angel with a flaming sword, and we are not donkeys anymore. We are speaking back with a man's voice. We are telling Baal to get off of our back. So just to answer that, you brothers, who don't know what I know, can't protect this community. You can't guide this community. You must take a stick and whip your own behind until you get yourself in to obey the leadership and guidance that God has blessed us with. So Juma, deviate mind, can't distinguish between harm and good. The Quran, Surah 38, Ayat 56 to 57, hell extreme, hot and cold. The Quran, Surah 101, Ayat 1 to 3, what is the noise? The Quran, Surah 27, Ayat 4, made their evil deeds fair-seeming. So we are created to know the difference between harm and help. We realize, so this thing is hurting me or harming me, so this thing is helping me. All of us are created with that common sense to know that. But the intellect or the rational mind can pursue something to the extent that its own nature, the nature of the mind, changes. And it no longer can distinguish between harm and help. Muslim world have become misguided, fixated. It no longer can distinguish between the disease and health. It no longer can distinguish between evil and good. It reaches that extent by pursuing something that is against its own human nature. If the thing that is pursued is against its own human nature, it will eventually take it out of its human nature, and you will then perceive evil as good. You will perceive hate as love. You will perceive sickness as health. You will perceive stupidity as wisdom, etc. That is what has happened to much of the leadership of the Muslim world. So the Muslim world leadership has become fixated. They are just compelled on dwelling on the ugly West. The ugly West, the cruel West, and dealing on that generation after generation has taken them out of their human nature. Now, when they read the Quran, it does not guide them except to deeper and deeper into their deviation, more and more into the deformity. Hellfire twists the subject out of their form. Hell extreme, hot and cold. The fires of hell are so severe that it twists things' form. On some things, hell has the effect of freezing them to a certain extent, that it breaks up the body. So this is the Quran. And I can go on and on and on describing to you what the Quran says happening to you when you continue to go astray from the beautiful creature Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you to be. In concluding this part of the khutbah, I want to say to you that if you understand your religion, And if you accept the way I have presented it to you, you understand your religion. If you understand your religion, you are in a very, very excellent condition to go after the best life for yourself without frightening other people and making them fear that what you are after is going to take their good life from them. If you go as I have shown you with the light of the Quran, and Muhammad prayers and the peace be upon him, you are going to be successful anywhere you live, on any nation, even with those who are oppressed. What I have shown you is the light of El-Islam. And the light of El-Islam is also the light of wisdom. You will have the wisdom to survive even the environment of the oppressor. You will not be shamed by the learned. I don't care where they come from. Their religion is. If you keep the mind that I'm presenting to you this, that is the Muslim mind, with El-Islam illuminating it, you are the best life, and you are situated for the best future on this earth now and after. Return to Rab, not to the term God. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 27. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 27, return to your Lord pleasing and plead. Dear believers, there is a verse in the Quran that I mentioned on the Larry King Show, and this verse tells us everything we need to know. Yes, it does. To situate our life to go forward and achieve what we have been created to achieve. If we would just accept it, what this verse says is this one portion of the ayah, it says, O soul at rest, mutamina. Mutamina is Arabic term. O soul at rest, at peace. That's what it means. Find peace. Return to your Lord. Return to God. But why didn't it just say, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It says, return to your Rab, the Lord. Because that attribute of God, has you recognized God as the one who has created you for growth, after growth until you reach fulfillment or completion. It has been all the time right there with you, though you didn't know it, waiting for you to earn its special help to keep you going from one progress to another progress, or from one phase in the road of your progress or progression to another, so that you get that end goal complete as God wants you to be. That's what it means by Rab, Lord. Return to your Lord. How? Pleasing, redayin, pleasing him. That means you have been making an effort in your life to please the best. And certainly the best is God, isn't it? But even if you do not know God, you would just do what Prophet Muhammad prayers and the peace be upon him did. Before God revealed anything to him, at that is, not to deviate at all from the essence, please. Be best in your own nature, created by God. God is really the salvation. It will know, if we will know God, then we will fulfill our life. The life becomes complete. So this means that the believers have been striving to please his Lord. In Quranic Arabic, it is radayatin, madiyatin. Both these words are from the same root word, but one is a verb and the active present tense and future tense. Believers are striving to please his God. That is his position that he took in life. And he will keep striving to please his Lord because you have been striving to please your God. You are pleasing to yourself. Radayatin madiyatin, meaning pleasing to your God and self-please. So what is this saying to us? That's what does God says. Fakuli fi ibadi. Fakuli fi ibadi. Into you amongst my workers, my servants. And it also means into you amongst my worshipers, amongst my servants. Then it says, Wakuli jinati. And therefore, into you my garden of paradise. Now, denying God's garden of paradise, what is God's garden of paradise? A garden is something that needs cultivating. A garden suggests that care is given and it is developed. It is cultivated and it has been made beautiful because of the work on it or the work for it. So it keeps it like that. You have to continue to work. He says, into you amongst my workers. It's a garden. It is God's garden. And in Hadith Qudsi collection, which means God inspired, this is the prophet prayers and the peace be upon him. Qudsi means holy. And it is believed that God inspired Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, to say those things. And they were not just ordinary conversation of Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. I believe this is one of them. Hadith Qudsi, land you cannot plow. It says that piece of land that no one is to come into with any plow or to plow it or to work in it, it is reserved exclusively for God. That is the sanctuary of the human spirit and the soul that is supposed to know right from wrong. In fact, it always knew right from wrong. That sanctuary of the human spirit and soul. God says this is for him to plow or to cultivate only. You may not know how to solve problems of the world like Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. He was a complete human being, but he did not know how to solve problems of the world, not even the problems of the peninsula called Arabia now. It took the second portion of God's mercy, revelation from himself, communication, guidance and knowledge, teaching from himself to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, to situate Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, to lead the people into the beautiful community life without problems that man will have without the guidance of God. So first and the second mercy of God. God says, O soul at rest, who have found peace, return to you, Lord, pleasing and pleased. If you strive to the best that is in you, when you get help from God, and you keep that, don't stop that. The religion is to continue that. The religion is to complement that. The religion is to give that additional help, not to go against it. That's why it says patterns on that, which the human society has been patterned upon. You don't reject the first mercy. If you do, then you have nothing to put the second mercy upon. So you have no pattern to adjust the next mercy to the next mercy. It has to be patterned or filtered in adjusting to the first mercy. So you see now how people have bad Islam and good Islam, human Islam and demonic Islam, demon Islam. You see how they can have that when they don't pattern it to the best of the human nature that God created? Everything is lost. So if you just remember that God is saying to you, I created you with a nature to go after the best, and if you do that, if you go after the best when you get God's help, you are going to be pleased. Please me, and you are also going to be pleasing to yourself. So what is the requirement for me having my own life satisfying me where I would be pleased with it or satisfied? I have given it to you plainly into my paradigm, the language. Divinity is the garden of man's own spiritual creation. Wakuli Divinity, the same sound that I make when I say my garden, meaning God's garden. If I say my garden, I promise I say the same word, Divinity. But when the preposition goes before garden in Arabic grammar, it changes. Jinnatun to Jinnati. And the Jinnati is hint that man, you are only entering your own garden. It is the garden of your own spiritual creation, Allahu Akbar. So we have been blessed not just in Ramadan, we have been blessed all along the road of our trials and tribulations, our hits and our misses. But the road of our good intentions, we have been blessed. The Quran Surah 39, Ayat 5, Allah wants servants he creates. Well, then how did we get where we may say, he says that whenever he wants one of us, he creates us. He is our creator, and I don't think that the concept is really different from the concept in Judaism or in Christianity. So the Quran, Surah 39, Ayat 3, reveals the darkness. The Quran, Surah 39, Ayat 6, reveals the darkness. He makes you in the womb of your mother in stages, one after another, in the veil of darkness. Let's get back to what we are talking about. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we came out of triple darkness. The physical world is a womb, and we know that it is the physical world that blots out light. So we know that all darkness is a shadow of something physical. So we know that, all right. So we come out of the physical womb, which is darkness. It is physical darkness. We come out of this, but we are the same germ that existed in it. Origin, but we are not permitted to know just how the wound was and just how we are formed in it. So we are not permitted to know that. We are just permitted to come out of it. As we come out of it, we are permitted to gradually grow into wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of it, not to go back and see how it was made, but to improve upon what we have found. Isn't this a wonderful God? He doesn't want us backing up. It takes too long to back up in time to the beginning and spend our time looking at what was done. His beginning. He did it rightly. He did what he had to do. He did his job well. We don't have to back up in time and review what he did. That will hold us up. He wants us to take over from here and keep going. So he won't even let us see what he was doing, knowing that we are weaklings to begin with. To connect myself, I want to connect myself with a voice that I hear speaking behind the sunlight. I want to connect myself with a voice that I hear speaking behind the ocean waves, behind the trembling of the earth, behind the falling of rain, behind the accumulation of ice, behind the coming of winter, summer, spring, and fall. I sense that there is something speaking to me behind these things that I am aching to. But trillions and trillions and trillions of years of separation have made me dull to understanding the language of my origin. So we rise above the matter with new matter. the birth of the original man into the physical creation, and then another birth of the original man out of the physical creation tells us something. We were brought out of triple darkness. The first was darkness. The second was darkness. But on those darknesses, one of those darknesses is the material or the physical creation. So we come up out of it. Every man is born out of this physical world, womb of darkness, with no knowledge of the womb. Come here, and the head is larger than and heavy. Sometimes it takes two. There must be four. I come left hand. The physical world is wound, and it blocks out all the darkness and the shadow of another physical. And we come out of the womb and darkness, but we are the same germ that exists in its origin, but we are not permitted to know just how the womb was and how we are formed in it. We are permitted to come out of it, then we are permitted to grow in knowledge and is not to go back to see how it was made, but to improve upon what we have found. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this next week at 7 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.